Inclusion Now 51, Beyond Intelligence Testing. Following an earlier piece, see Inclusion Now 46, on the failings of intelligence testing, educational psychologist Colin Newton looks at alternative means of assessment. 15th October 2018. So does intelligence really exist? Probably not as any kind of single entity or potential. What else can we conclude about intelligence? 1. Intelligence cannot safely be reduced to a single measure. 2. Language and culture impact upon an individual's performance on any kind of psychometric test. 3. Movement differences and difficulties, including issues with spoken language, make such testing invalid and unreliable. 4. Intelligence measures are only dealing with experiences the tested person has had. They do not truly access underlying processes. 5. Intelligence assessment is based on highly questionable assumptions about thought and language. Intelligence would appear to be a fluid, context-dependent variable that is not quantifiable but is a social construction. Multiple intelligences, Gardner 1983, are perhaps one more useful way to consider thinking and problem-solving processes. Perhaps we should simply refer to specific thinking, linguistic, memory and problem-solving processes, without ever trying to bundle them up as one entity. We certainly should be wary of giving more value and credence to certain skills over others, such as verbal over non-verbal, for instance. Such a stance will call for more tentative, sophisticated ways of sketching out how someone operates in the world. Such sketching will need to be done in collaboration with those who know and love the person themselves, and with their full participation. The tools used for such sketching may need to be more humble than the oppressive pseudo-scientific assessment tools of the past, but in turn are likely to be more useful and respectful. Let us live with uncertainty, and accept respectfully the messiness of the unknown, whilst always assuming that more is present and possible. What should would-be assessors do instead? Ask those who love a person or who spend most time with them to describe their strengths, gifts, and needs. This is where true wisdom about a person exists. Structured questions may help, and shared reflection and theory building after collecting stories may enrich a picture and better inform decisions and strategies. Beware of dangerous assumptions when assessing. Always assume competence when in doubt or when movements are difficult for a person. Paint or sketch portraits in words and images of the whole person and their context. Instead of trying to be the pseudo-scientific objective tester, we should adopt tools more familiar to the artist creating a portrait. O'Brien, 2002. The latter investigation demands different and more nuanced tools, those that enable the search for what is healthy. Listening to children, or co-constructing a narrative with them. This means reshaping the relationship between the psychologist and the learner to arrive at an end product which influences future dialogues between the young person and those closest to him or her. To deepen the conversations we might have about that young person and their inclusion or place in the world. Details given of the particular, the complexity and detail of another's experiences are documented, in the hope that readers will see themselves in it, even if it is exotic. We only truly understand if we feel some sense of connection or identification with the person in the picture or story. Stand in the shoes of the child with autism. Nobody sees themselves in the generalizations of the triad. Context is a source of understanding, not a source of data distortion. Behavior may give us a clue, but it is the meanings people attach to the behaviors that ought really to concern us. The standard is authenticity rather than truth, so there is never a single story. Many could be told. The narrowest stories about individuals are drawn from the psychometric encounter. Kevin has a mental age of 2 years. Listening for a story versus listening to a story. Wilson D. 2009. Make use of criterion-referenced or curriculum-based assessment to inform planning. How is a child progressing in relation to what they are being taught, as opposed to presumed underlying intellectual processes? One of the aims of criterion referencing is to focus on individual, differentiated assessment. By moving away from norm referencing to a system which describes what students know, understand, and can do, Assessments can be used to provide feedback and to inform future teaching and learning needs. Use authentic assessment processes that respect context and learning. This is a form of assessment in which students are asked to perform real-world tasks that demonstrate meaningful application of essential knowledge and skills. Engaging unworthy problems or questions of importance, in which students must use knowledge to fashion performances effectively and creatively. The tasks are either replicas of or analogous to the kinds of problems faced by adult citizens and consumers or professionals in the field. Wiggins, 2006. Use the wider frame suggested by the work being done on multiple intelligences, and always notice and respect if not starting by noting diverse learning styles. The theory of multiple intelligences was developed in 1983 by Dr. Howard Gardner, Professor of Education at Harvard University. It suggests that the traditional notion of intelligence based on IQ testing is far too limited. Instead, Dr. Gardner proposes 8 different intelligences to account for a broader range of human potential in children and adults. These intelligences are linguistic intelligence, word smart, logical mathematical intelligence, number or reasoning smart, spatial intelligence, picture smart, bodily kinesthetic intelligence, body smart, musical intelligence, music smart, interpersonal intelligence, people smart, intrapersonal intelligence, self smart, naturalist intelligence, nature smart. Engage in participant observation, which has a long and respected history in the world of anthropology. Participant observation is the involvement of the anthropologist in the activities of the people in that society, so that instead of just observing the people, the anthropologist is able to get a more hands-on experience of how these people live their lives. The main advantages of participant observation are that it allows the anthropologists to obtain a deeper and more experienced insight on the activities that the individuals of a society perform, and the ways in which they think, and that it also allows the anthropologists to gain a good overview of how and why a society functions. Who are the participants who will have best knowledge about a child or young person? How long will we need to be part of a young person's life to get a real handle on who they are and what they bring? Always respect the social model of disability. The social model of disability proposes that barriers and prejudice and exclusion by society, purposely or inadvertently, are the ultimate factors defining who is disabled and who is not in a particular society. References: Donilon AM and Leary MR, 1995. Movement Differences and Diversity in Autism/Mental Retardation: Appreciating and Accommodating People with Communication Challenges. Madison, Wisconsin, DRI Press. Gallinor Francis and Dyson Allen, The Journal of Special Education, Volume 42, Number 1, 36-46, 2008. Disproportionality in Special Needs Education in England, University of Manchester. Gardner Howard, Frames of Mind, The Theory of Multiple Intelligences. New York, Basic, 1983. Intelligence Quotient, Professor Dr. Hans-Hilger Ropers, Professor Dr. Randolph Menzel, 2007. J. Ledbetter, 2005. Activity Theory as a Conceptual Framework and Analytical Tool within the Practice of Educational Psychology. Educational and Child Psychology, 22, 1, 18-28. ISSN 0267/1611. PLASC and School Level Annual School Census, 2002. Leyden G, 1978. Reconstructing Educational Psychology, by W. E. C. Gillam, Kroom-Helm. Locker C., Gersh I., Magadza H., and Frederickson 9, 1997. The Resurrection of Psychometrics, Fact or Fiction. Educational Psychology in Practice, 12, 4, 222-233. IQ Test, Where Does It Come From and What Does It Measure? Jan Strydom, M.A., H.E.D., D.Ed. and Du Plessis, B.D., B.A., Honours 2000. O'Brien John, 2002. Inclusion News. Article, Great Questions and the Art of Portraiture. This essay was part inspired by the work of Sarah Lawrence Lightfoot, a sociologist at the Harvard School of Education. Rossetti Z and Tashi C, 2006. The Least Dangerous Assumption, University of New Hampshire Institute on Disability, www.iud.unh.edu. Shapiro, E.S., Angelo, L.M., Eckert, T.L., School Psychology Review, 2004, Questia.com. Has curriculum-based assessments become a staple of school psychology practice? An update and extension of knowledge, use and attitudes from 1990 to 2000. Siegel, L.S. and Metzala, E. An alternative to the food processor approach to subtypes of learning disabilities. In N.N. Singh and I.L. Beale, editors, Learning Disabilities, Nature Theory and Treatment, New York, Springer Verlag, 1992, 45. Smith, C.R., Learning Disabilities, The Interaction of Learner, Task and Setting, Boston, Allen and Bacon, 1991, 63. Gary Thomas and Andrew Loxley, Special Education and Constructing Inclusion, 2007, by Open University. Venables K. and Farrell P., in A Psychology for Inclusive Education, New Directions in Theory and Practice, edited by Peter Hick, Ruth Kirshner, and Peter Farrell, 2009. Alex V. in Austria, 2009. http://news.bbc.co.uk/1/high/education/418-3166.stm. Wiggins G.P. and McTighe J., 2006, Examining the Teaching Life. Educational Leadership, 63, 26-29. Wilson D., 2009, For a Story vs. Listening to a Tory, unpublished paper.